USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not worried about North Korea's recent missile tests during the final news conference of his visit to Japan. While standing alongside Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he doesn't think the missile tests that North Korea conducted earlier this month violated United Nations sanctions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
On the subject of trade, Trump told reporters his administration will make a deal with China, just not yet. Chicago is seeing another violent Memorial Day weekend. Reports are, since Friday, 34 people have been shot. Five of them have died. Last year, 37 people were shot. Seven of them died over the entire Memorial Day weekend in the Windy City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug. If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Damage cleanup continues after a deadly tornado struck El Reno, Oklahoma, outside Oklahoma City on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming it was an EF3 tornado that touched down and then traveled more than 2 miles in 4 minutes. The 75-yard wide tornado destroyed a motel and destroyed most of a mobile home park. Two people died and 29 were injured. Despite what its own organizers have said, President Trump's indicated in a tweet that the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride will continue next year in D.C.
Rolling Thunder organizers report the event that attracts thousands of motorcyclists to Washington every year has become too costly. The event pays tribute to service members killed in action or POWs. Artie Muller formed Rolling Thunder in 1987.
We have 32 years of history on a lot of legislation we passed, on a lot of veterans, our troops, and their families that we helped through the years.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S. Senator John Tester is decrying the high rates of suicides among veterans. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, the Montana Democrat said that more has to be done to help veterans in need, as new reports say there are about 20 veteran suicides a day. Tester says even one is too many, and he said he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to take mental health to a new level at the VA. Tester said they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with mental health issues, such as yoga and equine therapy. Speaking of horses, another horse has died at California's storied Santa Anita racetrack, and that makes 26 horse deaths there since December. The latest, the third in 9 days, was a 9-year-old horse who sustained a fatal injury to its leg during a Saturday race. Last weekend, 2 more horses died from injuries sustained, one during a race and one during training. On a lighter note, Disney's live-action version of its 1992 animated feature, Aladdin, earned $86 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. Coming in second was John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which sold just over $24 million worth of tickets in the U.S. and Canada, and in third place, Avengers Endgame with nearly $17 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.